Hello and welcome to Potternims, a Harry Potter podcast about Wizarding World words. My name is Al, and I'm a giant nerd. With me is my co-host and brother.
Hi, I'm Eric, and I'm not quite the Harry Potter geek or word nerd that Al is, so most of this will be new to me. Obviously, there will be spoilers.
Each week, I'll choose a Wizarding World word and tell you all about why it is so awesome and clever. So whether you're like me and you know most of this already,
or you're like me and most of this is a surprise,
I hope you learn something that will add to your enjoyment of this phenomenal fantasy world.
Today, I want to talk about apparating.
Apparating. Oh, God. This is one of those instances where, like, I definitely recognize what this is, but my brain is playing tricks on me and, like, reducing my confidence in what it actually is.
Just go for it. What do you think?
Well, now I'm not sure. Okay, so, like, apparating is, like, it sounds like it should be, like, something to do with, like, teleporting, kind of.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yep.
I could not get that freaking word. Man, like, all my in my head the whole time, I'm time travel. No, that's not the right,
no.
That's not it. No. It's not time travel, it's just traveling.
Oof. It's space travel. In a way.
Ooh, space travel.
No,
ooh,
I mean, like,
wizards
in the sense
space.
Not in the sense of outer space. Wizards in space. No, I mean, like, in the time-space continuum.
There we
it's
go.
Not the time part. It's the space part.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Maybe you can edit out the really embarrassing pauses that I had.
We'll see. I'll shorten some, maybe.
Yeah. So yes, moving distances. Teleporting kind of thing. Cool.
Yeah, basically. Disappearing somewhere and reappearing somewhere else.
I'm surprised.
Usually with a large noise, like a bang or a crack.
Yeah. So, I mean, I guess I'm remembering us slightly talking about this in a past episode, but not, but I had assumed we had already actually covered this word.
Well, we talked about port keys, which are a different form of travel that is similar.
Okay, that's what I'm
remembering. But with port keys, you put a spell on an object, and then you touch the object, and it transports you. Versus apparate is just a spell that you place on yourself and move yourself.
Gotcha. Okay. So, like, yes. Port keys was like the boot in the field, and...
Exactly.
You know, fireplaces or the during the Triwizard Tournament.
Fireplace is flu powder.
Oh, gosh. There's too many ways to travel in this universe.
I know. There's a lot.
Well, cool. Okay. Well, let's get into it.
And they're all basically uncomfortable. Not like super painful or anything, but this one is described as being forced through a very tight rubber tube.
Oh, okay. So. Like a salmon cannon.
What?
Okay, so I've been in the Pacific Northwest, so we hear more about this kind of stuff. Okay, this is a weird tangent for the Patreon. The salmon cannon is where humans have destroyed the natural habitat of salmon migration. And so for salmon to get back to their original spawning home, we now have to help them in some rivers. And so we'll literally, like, create a rubber tube that's, like, slightly pressurized, and we put the salmon in it, and it, like, kind of, like, spits them up the river.
Oh, my God.
Where, like, they, you know, over a dam or something like that, you know?
No, I've been watching Black Sails, which is all about pirates. I don't know if you've seen this, so I'm like, picturing these tall, gorgeous, tall ships firing cannons at each other, and it's just salmon. Flop! Like...
Ready to guns! Full compliment!
Yeah, I mean, it's not too dissimilar to that, but
yeah.
not as a weapon.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, back to apparating.
Yeah, well, that certainly doesn't sound super comfortable. So I imagine that's kind of a helpful deterrent to just do this all the time.
Yeah, well, some people do. I'm sure you get used to it. But it is difficult to do. And it can be dangerous if done improperly. There's even a term called splinching when you leave part of yourself behind.
That sounds
Yes. yes. So some people are good at it and they do it all the time. And some people don't even bother with it, even if they can, because there are other fast ways, like we talked about, port keys or flu networks. They can get places.
Yeah.
Without having to worry about leaving body parts behind. Apparition requires you to focus on three D's. Destination, determination, and deliberation. So you have to be very determined to reach your destination, but also do so deliberately without haste. Most wizards need their wand to do it, but it can be done without the wand. And you do need to pass a test and get a license to apparate legally. So you have to be 17 to pass the test. So it's basically the Wizarding World's driving license.
Yeah, except when you get in a car, you don't risk, like, your leg staying behind.
I suppose in some ways you do if you got in an accident or something, but it's yeah. not likely.
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
Yes. And actually, Hermione is the only one of the Golden Trio who actually has a license to apparate.
Uh-huh.
She passed her test. Ron failed his test, and Harry wasn't quite old enough yet, and then they all left school, and so Ron didn't get to do it over, and Harry never got to do it. So, but they all apparate anyway in the
book. Yeah, the license doesn't actually physically stop you from being able to.
No. No, yeah. It doesn't. It just would get you in trouble.
Yeah. If well, that hasn't caught. Stopped them yeah. in the past.
No. Trouble schmubble. Let's do it anyway.
Yeah. But yes. Of course, Hermione would be the one to actually get her license.
Right? Exactly. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. She's doing it right. Yep. And you can ward against apparition with an anti-disapparition jinx.
Oh.
So you can put this jinx on a place like Hogwarts has one on it. And that means that it's warded and people can't apparate into that exact place. They can apparate nearby and then walk over, but they can't apparate right in. So they can't apparate right into Hogwarts. And the same thing with the Ministry of Magic. You can't apparate inside, but you can apparate nearby and then walk in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I imagine that the bank vaults maybe have this kind of thing as well.
I would think so. I would hope so. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. And you can go long distances with it, like over oceans even, but that's very, very difficult and very few wizards can. And the other aspect of it is that you need to have been somewhere before or really know what it looks like because you have to visualize where you're going to go.
Yeah.
So looking at a picture or something isn't going to do it. You have to have it really described to you or have been there before and actually have a memory of it.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, let's get into the word. Apparate.
Yes, let's do that.
Okay. Well, you may be able to guess the etymology of apparate.
Well, it sounds like an apparition.
Hmm.
But that's, I don't know, or a pirate.
Speaking of pirates.
Yeah, that's just where my brain is still at right now.
Right. Well, what does an apparition do?
It reveals itself. It comes out of nowhere kind of thing.
It appears.
Right? Oh, you were just like leading me so well and I just didn't get there. Appear.
Oh, that's fabulous. It appears, yes. So, apparate. So apparate, it sounds a lot like appear.
Yeah.
And they both come from the Latin apareo, which means to appear, to become visible.
Pretty straightforward there.
Pretty straightforward, yeah. This one's not a stumper.
Well, I mean, speak for yourself, Al.
Right? Seemed to have stumped you.
For those listening...
You got apparition.
I got apparition, yes. But I will just say, I'll throw it out there to those listening, it's early morning for me when we're recording
right.
this, so I haven't had my coffee yet.
We're going to blame it on the caffeine.
Yeah, even though I don't drink coffee.
nice, nice. Blame it anyway.
Yeah, right.
Yes, so that's pretty simple etymology for this one.
You're only able to apparate yourself because you can really, you have to picture it. Is that correct? Are there any instances we know of where you can do it to other things or people?
You can. There's a thing called side-along apparition.
Uh-huh. Where, or like a sidecar.
Yeah, basically. you have to apparate yourself, but you can bring someone with you.
Yeah, okay.
So who doesn't know where it is or are too incapacitated to do it themselves in some way.
Uh-huh.
But you must be holding on to them in order to bring them with you. And actually, somebody can apparate with you even if you don't want them to, if they're touching you.
Okay.
This happens once to Hermione when they apparate onto the steps of Grimmauld Place and there's Death Eaters waiting for them. And so she immediately apparates away, but one of the Death Eaters reaches out and grabs her and ends up coming along.
Ooh, all right. So, I mean, yeah. There's always there's pros and cons to all these things you got to keep in mind.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Tricky business.
So Hermione could legally just say, hey, Ron and Harry, like, hold my hands.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll all be able to do this on the up and up, the legal way, because I have my license.
Right? Yep.
Okay.
And I think, and she does do that a lot of the time, but they also do it on their own, you know. But, you know, they're on the run for a lot of book seven, so they got to find places that they know that they've been, but that people wouldn't be looking for them, you know. So it's tricky, so they kind of have to use stuff from each of them.
Interesting.
And the house elves actually can also apparate, but it's a little bit of a different kind of magic, so the wards don't apply to them. This happens a lot with Dobby, where he can get in places that other people can't, because the disapparation jinx only applies to humans, not creatures. Phoenixes also have a form of apparition where they shoot a flame of fire and they fly through it and they disappear and reappear somewhere else.
Whoa.
And both of these creatures can take humans or other creatures with them if they're holding on.
That's kind of cool that different species in the wizarding world have, I guess, like, evolved this kind of trait. I don't know how that works exactly, but yeah that's pretty cool. Nice.
So that is apparition.
Apparition. Well, yeah. Boy, I should have really gotten that at the front.
Right? In hindsight, it's pretty obvious.
Yeah.
No.
It's just one of those things, you know, when like it's so obvious that you question yourself, you know?
Exactly. Yes. Yeah. We'll go with that.
Yeah, right. Well, cool. Yeah, a pretty obvious etymology, but I definitely learned some new things about the act itself. So are there any other forms of teleportation or magical travel that we have yet to talk about?
Well, we mentioned it today, but we haven't gotten an episode yet, and that is flu powder or traveling by flu. Yeah. And then there are other ways, but not as instantaneous like this.
Yeah, okay. Well, cool. Well, I mean, make sure that you subscribe so that when we do potentially talk about other forms of magical travel and all the other magical things we talk about here, that you'll be first to know about those episodes. Subscribe to the Potternims podcast, and also check us out online on Facebook and Instagram at Potternims for the latest updates.
Yeah, and we're also on YouTube. You can find animated versions of the episodes and shorter clips from them. And we have extra bonus clips that you can't find anywhere else, extras from almost every episode, on our Patreon page, patreon.com/potternims.
Well, until next time, I'm Eric.
And I'm Al.
And this has been Potternims.